The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome. And there is for some of us, a surprising aspect of this meditation practice. And one of the surprising aspects is that it benefits a lot from not doing anything or undoing a lot of the doings that we do. Stress is often a symptom of overactivity in the mind, the heart. It involves tension. Stress always involves something is activated. And so to be stressed or be tense, something has contracted or gotten tight or overused or exhausted. Turns out that a lot of emotions that are stressful are not just sitting around, we're just sitting doing nothing, and they kind of just glide through effortlessly and are there for a while effortlessly, and at some point they effortlessly leave. The difficult emotions are activities. They're processes that are, maybe we don't say that we personally are involved in or doing, but something about our being is involved in doing them. We're activated in some way and chasing after certain thoughts, involved in certain thoughts, involved in certain desires, and involved with memories and involved with aversions and preferences. A big part of meditation is undoing, is beginning to let go of all the doings, the activities, that what goes on. And some people who have a strong habit for doing will overdo meditation. They'll just transfer their tendency, I have to fix something, I have to do something and make something happen, and engage in an overactive way to meditate, and that just keeps us agitated. So an important part of meditation is learning to the art of doing less. Sometimes teachers will say, do nothing, but be alert. Alert and nothing else. So I wonder for this meditation whether we have to do some things. We have to, for example, sit down and assume a meditation posture, and ideally take time to find a posture that is suitable for being alert, given whatever conditions you have physically and mentally and emotionally, but to promote alertness, to be aware in a way that feels like we're clearly aware, and to remain that way, but to remain that way maybe by mostly letting go of all the other doings that take us away. If we start thinking about something yesterday, then we're involved in an activity. If we're planning for tomorrow, not only are we involved in those thoughts, but it might be fueled by anxiety. And that anxiety is not effortless. It involves something in our system which is activated in doing. What can we let go of? What can we stop doing? And the ending of a lot of doing is not nothing, but allows this psychophysical system that we are to operate in the most healthy way possible. It's stress and excessive doing that interferes with the natural kind of healing and healthness of this being of ours. So to assume then a comfortable, alert posture, And to begin with relaxation is a process of beginning to let go of a certain kinds of doings, certain kind of activities that are not only physical, but express something that's happening mentally. And so to gently close the eyes, and so that the relaxation maybe can be a little fuller, you might take a deep, long inhale. So in that deep inhale, you really feel more of the body than you usually do. It's like entering more fully into the realm of your body as you breathe in deeply. And with that connection to your body on the exhale, to let go, to relax. For a moment or two, to do nothing except to let go and let go with the exhale. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, I kind of think of the inhale as more of a doing and the exhale as more of a not doing, letting go of doing. So on that exhale, to relax more of your body. Recognizing doing so, you're relaxing something deep inside as well. Maybe you can even sense and feel how relaxing the body does something good for the rest of our inner life. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the belly. Relaxing maybe the whole body in some global way. On the exhale, maybe, just maybe, you can release the grip of anxiety you might be holding. Maybe you can release the grip of resentment or hostility you're holding. And maybe you can let go of any way you're holding on to or leaning into sadness and grief. And then to settle into your breathing in a way of doing less with breath meditation. Maybe do less is to, at the beginning of the inhale, to imagine that the body is receiving the sensations of breathing in. That you're not actively going out to feel the inhale, but your awareness is receiving. You're settled back and open up and receive. And that at the top of the inhale, to allow the exhale. Allow the exhale to begin and get out of the way. Allow it to proceed. Receiving the inhale, allowing the exhale. And if the mind starts getting involved in thinking, that's a doing. That's not needed. And maybe you can relax the thinking mind. Relax the reactive mind. Relax the stress in the mind. And then receive the inhale and allow the exhale. And all you do is accompany this process of breathing. Stay there, accompany it intimately. being alert enough to notice when you're doing something unnecessary. Unnecessary thinking, unnecessary acting, unnecessary stress. And either let go of it or lessen the intensity of it. Quieting the mind. And the receiving of the inhale can be expanded to sitting here doing nothing but receiving the present moment, trusting there's so little to do but be aware of how things occur, receiving it. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, there's a wonderful reciprocity of receiving and giving. Not the giving that is willful or assertion of self or trying to do the right thing, but rather it is the giving that wells up from this receptive, quiet, non-doing place with which we can be aware. The simplicity of giving. Where they say that they talk about the emptiness of the giver, the receiver and the gift. Meaning the lack of a lot of assertion, judgments, needs, the absence of reifying self or other, and it's close to a natural welling up of generosity and care, love, compassion. And may it be that on this day that you explore a little bit what it's like to be in a receptive mode, to take in situations you're in more fully without the assertion of self or the contraction of self, to receive, do less, and then see if there is a natural giving, a caring, a goodwill that might be there as well. And may it be so. May this practice that we do tap us into the wellsprings of love, of care, generosity, goodness that is found within us, so that we can live this life contributing to a better world for everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to that. Thank you.